Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Essence Magazine, January 2018 edition. Last week, we went over some of the money and power, helpful investment opportunities, and also we talked about the young phenomenon that's in the STEM research. And so today, let's move on to some more issues that we have in this article. So next, looks like we're going to talk about natural-born leader. A serial entrepreneur with a passion for empowering women of color, Linda Spradley Dunn has blazed trails by following one set of rules. Linda Spradley Dunn answers the phone, sounding cheerful and relaxed while vacationing on Martha's Vineyard, the picturesque New England haven where the elite summer by the sea. After a whirlwind period of inking new deals and expanding globally, the entrepreneur spends part of August with her family and friends in Oak Bluffs, the island's affluent African-American enclave where one may spot the Obamas, Spike Lee, or Gayle King. So despite a packed social calendar, there are four parties a day, Dunn says, chuckling. She takes time to explore the African-American heritage trail of Martha's Vineyard. According to Elaine Wintrop of the trail, enslaved Negroes lived in the maritime colony as far back as the 1700s. Folks can't lose sight of the tremendous history here, Dunn says. Black people, doctors, lawyers, and domestics formed a community of their own. It's a place for us to fellowship. There's a legacy. Building and leaving a legacy is important to the 50-something wife, mother, and CEO of Odyssey Media, a world-class marketing and communications company that aims to connect and empower women of color in America and beyond. Headquartered in South Florida with satellite offices in Hackensack, New Jersey, and now Charlotte, North Carolina. Odyssey has a 25-member team, most of whom are black women. Together, they execute the brand's upscale business retreats and conferences, boot camps, networking events, digital forums, travel adventures, and philanthropic endeavors. The visionary behind it all is a savvy, charismatic, and confident Southern girl whose career has spanned nearly four decades, long before Boss Up and Lean In entered the lexicon of professional women. She was grinding. I am a natural-born leader, Dunn says. I find it hard to follow rules and established processes, and I believe much of my creativity and innovation comes from that. She began laying the foundation for a future empire as a child growing up in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hers was a household steeped in Southern traditions that emphasized values such as faith, family, and hard work. Mom was a social worker and Dad managed a Greyhound bus station, she says. My grandparents were all domestics and there's no shame in that. I'm proud of my pedigree. That's the evolution of the black family in America. Each generation strives to do better. Back in the early 1980s, Dunn was hired by IBM. During that era of the then revolutionary personal computer, she quickly rose through the sales ranks. I cut my teeth during the golden time of corporate America, when many companies gave their employees 12 to 18 months of training, she says. I learned how to write a proposal, establish a rapport with clients. None of the training really exists anymore. But along with my own drive, I believe it's one of the reasons why I'm so successful. After 14 years with IBM, Dunn left in the 1990s to create what she says was one of the first Medicare health care call centers in the country. Since that time, she has launched several other businesses and products, including Odyssey Couleur Travel Magazine and the couple's Odyssey Retreat. Not all of her enterprises have proved prosperous or sustainable. However, the 2008 recession forced her to regroup and reevaluate. With assistance from friends and experts, Dunn reinvented her business by shuttering parts of the company, shedding products, and revamping programs. "I led my company through some tough times," she says. "Two times my businesses also or almost went under." Dunn shares that a call to family helped put everything in perspective. "They told me, well, you can always come home. I appreciated that wisdom. It was like, this ain't all that," she laughs heartedly. The good news, she survived and is thriving. Today, Odyssey Media, the latest business venture for the self-defined serial entrepreneur, is an industry leader in the areas of diversity, multicultural marketing, and retention of multicultural talent. The company has created a platform for Fortune 500 corporations that want to showcase their brands, connect with potential consumers and suppliers, and highlight their commitment to diversity. Among the ways that Odyssey links them is via its hefty database, which is composed of thousands of multi-ethnic women. Their senior corporate executives, seasoned entrepreneurs, business owners, professionals, and women in transition. The company's signature event is the annual Odyssey Network Business Retreat, an invitation and referral-only gathering for 550 influential women of color, typically held at the posh Ritz-Carlton Resort in Naples, Florida. "We buy out the entire hotel," says Dunn of the gathering, which will mark its 19th year in this year, 2018, and lasts 4 days and three nights. To see hundreds of African American women arriving in limos and their cars looking fabulous is magical. From sunrise yoga to personal and professional development sessions, the confab is designed to give senior executives a safe and secure environment to discuss candidly everything from salary negotiations to racial and gender bias in the C-suite. Over the years, a veritable who's who has attended as speakers and distinguished guests, such as Diane Carroll, Ava DuVernay, Gladys Knight, Vanessa L. Williams, Holly Robinson Pete, and astronaut Mae Jemison, MD, to name a few. Sheila Johnson, the mogul who co-founded Black Entertainment Television, has flown down in her private jet to address the group. Attendees get a trusted arena to relax with peers. Themed networking dinners are mixed with unique activities such as spiritual coaching, race, car driving, and golfing as a business tool. Speakers, panels, and workshops tackle edgy topics and hard-to-discuss issues. To protect folks' privacy, there is a strict no-photo policy. And what's said and done at Odyssey, well, you know the rest. Sometimes, as a Black woman working in corporate America, you feel ignored, unheard, frustrated, and occasionally like an imposter, says Kelsey Trent, age 39, a global director at Bristol Myers Squibb, who has gone to the retreat 3 years straight. "The rumor is that women can't get along, but we make genuine connections. Honestly, somebody cries every single day. There's a lovely sense of sisterhood. You realize you're not alone," Trent, who appreciated that her former employer paid the registration fee between $3,000 to $5,000, says it's worth every penny. "Each year, I've had an amazing experience. I leave refreshed, revitalized, and renewed." Jerry DeVard, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Office Depot, has been a speaker, a sponsor, and Odyssey attendee since its early years. "I'd heard about the event, and when I first met Linda, I saw her attention and focus. She's always upping the game. The conference is never predictable. There's always something new. And there's collateral revenue for the vendors, booksellers, and others, which is another way of empowering women. She wants each year to be better than the last," says DeVard, whose 30 years of marketing expertise has bolstered international brands such as the ADT Corp and Nokia. The Spelman graduate was recently tapped by Under Armour to join its board of directors. Some of the event's longtime sponsors, for example, Prudential Financial, Intel, Johnson & Johnson, the Coca-Cola Company, Walmart, Ernst & Young, and Mars Chocolate North America, LLC, are also Odyssey clients. New clients have come aboard, too. Among them, Google, AT&T, General Motors, UPS, JP Morgan, Chase, and Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy. Karen Horn, a senior vice president of programming, talent development, and inclusion for NBC Entertainment and Universal Television, says that NBC Universal has been a sponsor of previous Odyssey retreats and has continued to seek fruitful collaborations. Most recently, the group she has was sole sponsor of Odyssey's third annual Writers Boot Camp, which was held in Charleston, South Carolina back in July. Linda is bringing together a variety of companies and communities, and there's an appetite for it, says Horn. There's so much untapped talent. It is necessary that we begin to showcase more diverse voices, particularly those of women. Beyond her professional obligations, Horn now regularly attends the Odyssey Retreat, where she has released meeting a sisterhood of like-minded peers. They understand that we're not only in the boardroom, we're juggling the dog, the children, the husband, says Horn. Generally, men don't have to do that. I've made true friends from all over the country, and the beauty of it is that I can call on any one of them for support. Like the women at her conferences, Dunn keenly understands what it means to balance family and career demands. Beyond helming Odyssey, Dunn is a featured monthly contributor on SiriusXM as a small business expert and was recently named the Federal Communications Commission's Advisory Committee on Diversity and Digital Empowerment. She serves on the Walmart Women's Economic Empowerment Initiative Advisory Board and as a thought leader for the Coca-Cola 5B20 Initiative, the beverage firm's global commitment to enable the economic empowerment of 5 million women entrepreneurs across the company's value chain by 2020. Still, she stresses that nothing takes precedence over her husband, a physician, and their teen daughter. She's the love of my life, the devoted mom says, gushing. She adds that her family is very, very private. They grow up so fast and you get about 18 years. I don't understand parents who don't have time. How can you not? So I fly back home from a business meeting in a heartbeat. Besides her own daughter and relatives, Dunn is fiercely committed to mentoring and developing girls. Working in tandem with engineers from GM, she brought in youngsters from the local Boys and Girls Club of America chapter for STEM activity during the most recent Odyssey gathering. She also takes special pride in leading her Girl Scout troop in New Jersey. In fact, Dunn may be one of the most famous troop leaders in the country, thanks to Chris Rock's mentioning her name during the February 2016 Oscars telecast. During a bit in the award show, the comedian and father of two shared with Hollywood and everyone watching at home that it was Girl Scout cookie season and he'd missed most of the campaign. Last night, Zara, my youngest, called me up and said, Daddy, how come we never sell the most cookies? How come Mrs. Dunn wins every year? He says it would mean so much to my little girl if we could beat Linda Dunn. In short order, a troop was summoned to the auditorium to sell Girl Scout cookies to the A-list audience. I was asleep, actually, Dunn says, now laughing. Then everyone started calling and emailing me. The shout out from Rock was all in good fun. He's a friend she met through his ex-wife, Malik Compton Rock. I recruited her to be a Girl Scout leader. Our daughters were in the same troop and are friends. Dunn's other civic and community ties range from Jack and Jill of America Incorporated to the Lynx Incorporated to her sorority, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Moreover, she's helping to groom the next generation of young female entrepreneurs. Back in April, Odyssey Media and Coca-Cola partnered to kick off the Keys to Success Business Pitch Competition in New York City. Participants received information, tools, and support needed to pitch their businesses, speak to investors, and apply for lines of credit or traditional loans, not to mention a chance to win $25,000 in expansion capital. Kim Roxy, age 35, a Houston resident who launched the company Lamique Beauty, short for Love and Makeup and Kindness, was among six finalists welcomed by the Odyssey Retreat family during the competition's judging process. Just in the room with women of this caliber was an honor, she says. Explains Dunn, the women spent 4 days on set getting outstanding advice and then pitched on the final day. When Kim was named as the winner on stage, there was rousing applause. Roxy received $25,000 and an executive at Shea Moisture matched that amount, which was divided among the other finalists. The budding mogul says her business has already turned additional profits. It's gone to a whole other level. What Linda has done for me is priceless. In the end, we'll be judged by our legacy. And that was a good article. Let's move on to another article. Okay, back to healthy and happy bloodline. So in your genes, along with a side of greens, get the scoop on your DNA at this year's Easter dinner. Here's a new way of looking into your family's health history, one that may just save your life. So like many of us, Megan Trimble needs a color-coded flow chart to explain her family tree. Her parents divorced when she was 4 years old. In addition to her mom and dad, she has four brothers, two sisters, a stepmom, and three step-siblings. It's a big blended family, something that the 29-year-old who resides in Worthington, Ohio, has grown to love. When her paternal grandmother died in 1998 from a cancer-related illness, followed by her aunt Patricia in 2010 from the same, family members rallied around one another. 3 years ago, they were rocked again when Trimble's father, Terry, passed away. His cancer had quickly spread from his colon to his small intestines. Before she died, Trimble's aunt Patricia took part in a research study that worked with genetic counselors at the Ohio State University Comprehensive Cancer Center. A test revealed she carried a gene mutation linked to Lynch syndrome. The inherited disorder increases the risk for many types of cancers, including colorectal, small intestine, and liver, as well as uterine, cervical, and ovarian cancer in women. After her dad was diagnosed, he learned that he was also a carrier and urged his children to get tested. Growing up in my family, we never really talked about our medical histories, Trimble says. We never talked about how this could affect us because we didn't know that my dad was positive for the gene. My aunt first encouraged us to start having these conversations. After going in for a blood test, which where you have to give a saliva sample and answering several questions to uncover a clue or pattern about her family's medical history, Trimble found out she carries the Lynch syndrome gene. If she stays on top of her health, takes advantage of cancer screenings, which is, you know, includes a colonoscopy every year and consider having a hysterectomy by 40, and sees her doctors and genetics counseling or counsel regularly, her chances of remaining cancer-free are extremely high. Like Trumbull, some folks seek the help of a genetic counselor as a preventive measure or to check for abnormalities. Others are recovering from or battling conditions and need answers to questions like, how did I get this? And is there a chance I will pass it on to my children? Heather Hampel, MS, LGC, a professor of clinical cancer genetics at Ohio State University Comprehensive Center, treated both Trumbull and her aunt in a cancer screening, and a genetic counselor looks for multiple people on one side of the family with related cancers who were diagnosed at early ages, typically under 50, or who had cancer more than once, says Hample. This is a red flag that a person has some inherited susceptibility. Genetics and genetic counselors encounter and manage many diseases such as cardiovascular, prenatal, pediatric, and neurological complaints. Their work has helped to prove there are different types of genetic links to conditions like cardiomyopathy, Alzheimer's disease, muscular dystrophy, and Parkinson's disease. Ailments commonly found in black families like diabetes, hypertension, and asthma appear to be a multifactorial where genetics may be involved, but there isn't a single major genetic cause to blame. People of certain ancestries may have genetic changes that could make them more predisposed to certain conditions, but they won't necessarily develop them unless there are other genetic and non-genetic factors like their environment or climate, says Benjamin D. Solomon, MD, a geneticist and managing director of Gene DX in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Solomon believes the more we learn about our genetic background, the more informed doctors and patients will be to provide accurate diagnosis, prognosis, and treatments. For some conditions like high cholesterol or certain diabetes, genetic testing can determine the cause, but further research is needed for others. Unfortunately, when it comes to genetic disorders, there is less information available for black families. In the past, tests have been extremely expensive, not to mention the negative experiences African Americans have undergoing medical testing in this country. Things have dramatically changed on both fronts. Depending on the complexity, tests are now range in prices between $250 to $2,000 and are sometimes covered by insurance. Financial assistance programs are also available for individuals who don't have insurance or are underinsured, according to Hample. Because of the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act of 2008, patients with genetic disorders seeking health insurance can no longer be discriminated against. When a child is born or admitted to a hospital and there is a strong suspicion of genetic disorder, I'm called in to do a consultation to see if we should do more tests, says Solomon. Trumbull says her Lynch syndrome diagnosis wasn't surprising. In fact, out of all her siblings who had been tested, she says she would rather be the one who has it. One of her brothers from her immediate family has yet to be tested, though. Trumbull reminds him that no matter the results, being healthy is possible. My family is complicated and fiercely loving. It's not easy knowing that cancer is possibly in my future, but I have the support of my doctors, my family, and my friends, and that changes everything. To locate a genetic counselor in your area, go to findageneticcounselor.com. Again, go to findageneticcounselor.com. Family meeting time, along with watching the game or playing spades, have a talk about your medical legacy to determine your family's future. Here are a few questions to get you started. Number one, what did grandma and grandpa or mom, dad, auntie, and uncle die from? Number two, what kind of symptoms did they have? Number three, has anyone seen copies of their death certificates? They often have the cause of death if no one can remember. Number four, did anyone in our family die or was anyone diagnosed with a disease or health condition before age 50? Number five, has anyone in our family ever met with a specialist about a certain medical condition or disease? And number six, are there any trends in our family where several relatives are diagnosed with heart issues, cancer, developmental delays, or other genetically linked conditions? Okay, this article is titled The Founders to Watch. So these sisters are doing it for themselves by embracing entrepreneurship with passion and power. These days, it seems as if entrepreneurs are everywhere looking to claim their piece of the proverbial business pie. But if you want to know what it takes to launch, run, and grow a business, just watch Black Women Work. Despite the fact that over the past 5 years, Black women have received less than 1% of all venture funding for their businesses, we still represent America's fastest growing entrepreneurship demographic, navigating hurdles with aplomb and paving our own pathways to success. Ahead, we're going to talk about some of the founders that were selected and vetted by the advisory board of curators. Some founders are young, others are seasoned. All of their ventures have shown a steady level of growth. You'll want to keep an eye on each and every one of these women. So we're just going to go over a couple because we're almost at time. Let's go over the first one, which is Asma Ahmed from Plum Perfect. Via facial photos, Ahmed's Plum Perfect beauty app uses innovative technology to analyze a person's skin, hair, eye, and lip colors to discover the perfect products for their complexion. The app also takes swatching to a whole new level, and that's at plumperfect.com. Okay, and then Melissa Butler from the Lip Bar. It was a lack of bold hues and the presence of unnecessary chemicals in the cosmetics aisle that drove Butler to start the Lip Bar. So the Detroit native began crafting cosmetics in her kitchen in 2010, then followed with a full-fledged beauty business in 2012, and that's at thelipbar.com. Then we have Essie Bartles. So this entrepreneur's story began in her mother's tiny kitchen in Ghana. At a young age, Bartles could not get enough of spices and flavorful sauces. As she grew older and with her travels expanded across 27 countries, she began concocting her own condiments and rubs, first for herself, then for her friends, and now for everyone. And that's at EssieSpice.com. So we're actually running out of time right now. We run out of time for this episode of January 2018 Essence Magazine. We hope that you've enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I'm Nicole Hunter, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a broadcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.